Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing well today. We're going to do things a little bit different today. We're actually going to take communion at the end of the service. So we're going to have the lesson now, and then we'll have communion at the end of our worship service this morning. But welcome, everybody. If you're visiting with us, great to have you with us here this, I guess, cool, beautiful Sunday morning. A little bit different than how the weather was yesterday and how it's going to be later this week, but it's definitely God has blessed us with a beautiful day. And it's great to be able to be here today to be able to celebrate what God has given us. I do want to share some exciting news. I've been praying and thinking about how to best meet the needs of the campus and the singles ministry in the church. After praying and giving some considerable thought and seeking advice, we decided to combine the campus and singles ministry relationally, spiritually, to be able to best meet each other's needs together. And so Francis and Yara are going to be leading the campus and singles ministry in the church. And definitely we're very excited about Francis and Yara to see how they've grown over the years. And we're very excited to see what collectively together the campus and singles ministry is going to do as one unit for God. Amen? So please, I'll be praying for that. I'm sure Francis and Yara could use your prayers. Be praying for the campus and singles ministry, that there'll be a ministry that truly glorifies God. I'm going to ask you a question. If it's 11 a.m., right now I have 11 a.m., does anyone know what time it is in Vancouver? Oops. My arm's a little sore, so you know that's why I didn't land straight there. Okay. If it's 11 a.m., what time it is in Paris, France? 5 o'clock. There we go. The winner. There we go. All right, so let me know what time it would be in Beijing, China. Oh, 11 p.m. That's right, over there for Dave. Yes, it would be 11 p.m. in they're 11 hours ahead. In, right now, Lagos, Nigeria. What's that? I heard 5 p.m. there somewhere. Someone said 5 p.m. right here? Yes. 5 p.m. Did you say 5 p.m.? Okay, I'll buy you one afterwards. I'll give it to you later. Okay, last but not least, does anyone know what time it would be in New Delhi, India? That's a tricky one. Does anyone know what time it would be in New Delhi, India? Nine p.m. No, that's close. I'll give you a hint. It's in between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m. That's 9:30. So Rob, I think you're the closest one there. 8:30. Well, actually, no, not back. I made a mistake. I can throw that back. It's 8:30 p.m. Because it's actually 9.5 hours ahead. So if you feel like you answered correctly in your heart, afterwards you can come and take that afterwards. I'll leave it for whoever believes that they've answered it correctly. But what I want us to think about this morning is that when we think about time, it depends on where your location is. When you think about what time it is, it really depends on where you are and where you are living. And so you think about, again, we could be in different places all around the world, and it can be different times depending on where you are. And so title of today's lesson is, What Time Is It? Because in life, we find ourselves at different times, different stages in life. So the question I want us to think about is, what time is it? And what time is it in your life right now? And so we're going to continue our study of the book of Ecclesiastes in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. But before we continue, let's go to our Father in prayer. Thank you so much for this opportunity we could get. Spirit, continue to bless our time as we worship you. And Father, as we open up your word to study out about, Father, the different times and seasons in our lives, Father, I do pray that your Spirit would work powerfully in each and one of our hearts. And Father, we'd be attentive to what you want us to hear today. And Father, we can really make decisions as to what we need to do in our relationship with you, whether to grow, whether to seek you. But Father, we will have some guidance as to how to take steps towards drawing closer to you here today. Father, please bless our time. Allow your Spirit to work through me here this morning as I preach your word here today. Father, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. As we talk about this morning, what time is it? Ecclesiastes chapter 1, it talks about how there's time for everything. It says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. You know, as we read this section here, it talks about how, you know, there's a time for everything. You know, you think about it in the course of life. You know, we find ourselves doing a variety of different activities. And we also find ourselves experiencing a variety of emotions in our lives. It talks about how we'll either see or we'll experience death, planting and harvesting, weeping, laughing, killing, healing, tearing down, building up, mourning, dancing, and so much more. Now we will see things. We'll also experience different things in our lives. And in our lives, we will have our share of ups and we'll have our share of downs. Our emotions at times will be like a roller coaster. We'll be having the good times and then our hearts will be filled with difficult times. And as time changes, at times the purpose of things will also. New things will come and old things will pass. So right now as you think about what time is it? You know, what time is it in your life this morning? We could be going through some good times where everything is fantastic. We could be going through some difficult times where our heart is aching and we are wondering what to do. Or we could be going through some confusing times in our life. But I do believe that wherever we're at here this morning, I do believe these 2 points I'm going to talk about today, that it's very important that we consider these two areas. And number one is it's time to know God. It is time to know God no matter where we're at, no matter what's going on, no matter how long we've been a Christian or not a Christian. It's time to know God. We'll have good times, we'll have bad times, we'll have confusing times. But regardless of what time it is in our life, that it is time to know God. Because we'll never fully, truly understand who God is. And so no matter where we're at in life, we'll always need to know more about who God is. And we have an opportunity in different circumstances to know God, to know Him wherever we're at, to gain a better perspective, and I also believe a better quality of life. You know, when we think about time, about different, like for example, we are in Eastern Standard Time. And so today we're going to look at three different, I guess you want to call them zone stages, and maybe you could see yourself maybe in one of these places. And the first one is EGT. And that stands for experiencing good times. So maybe you're kind of in that zone where you're in the EGT zone, you're experiencing good times. You're experiencing laughter, dancing, that life is an incredible party. Your life's filled with happiness, where nothing can go wrong. You're feeling blessed, that everything falls into place. You know, those are kind of the people we envy at times. Think about it. Sometimes everything can be going fantastic in our life. But my challenge is that it's still time to know God. Because God has given us so many different things. Everything that we experience, whether it be the laughter, healing, dancing, happiness, all those things are a gift from God. And what's important is we get to know the giver. Because so many times we can really enjoy the gifts, but not really take time to enjoy the giver or acknowledge the giver in our lives. Sometimes we wait in order to see God until things get really bad. But at times when things are going fantastic, we don't seek out God, seek out to know Him, to find out what He wants from us. So if you are experiencing good times, you know, enjoy life. Enjoy the good times. But don't forget God. Don't forget the giver, because God is the one who has enabled you to enjoy all these things in life. So maybe you're not there this morning. Maybe you're in the EDT. That is for experiencing difficult times. And if we find ourselves there, you know, it's time to know God. You know, we could go through times of weeping, mourning, discouragement, and so many emotions that are very overwhelming in our lives. That we may believe that things going on in our life contradict God's plan and contradict what we know about God's character. You know, you ever find that something happened to your life and you just believe, you know what? God, this is bad timing. I was not ready for this. But we can believe God has poor timing. And if we're not careful, we can resent God for timing. And this can lead to despair. This can lead to discouragement. It can lead to barriers to knowing Him. And it can lead to difficulties in terms of what we feel and experience in our hearts. But those are the times we need to still seek God. Now those are the times where we need to use that time to know God. To know God in the good times, but also to seek to know God in the bad times. Because it's in those times of suffering that we can come to learn about a different character about God. You know, we come to learn about the comfort of God when we go through suffering in our life. You know, we can't learn about the comfort of God if we don't go through difficult times in our life. But sometimes we fail to seek God because, again, the feelings that we experience can be so overwhelming where sometimes we don't want to seek anybody. We just want to go and withdraw and be to ourselves. It's in those times where we need to seek God. We need to turn to God and allow God to show us a different side of His character. So we can see Him as a God of comfort and a God who brings healing in our lives. You know, maybe this morning we're in the ECT, experiencing confusing times. You know, maybe in life we just got different questions to life. Thinking about, you know, what is the meaning of life? Life is a cycle. We go through different emotions, good, bad. So what is all this cycle about? What is the meaning of life in all of this? You know, what I've come to realize is that without God, you know, we have lots of questions. With God, we have lots of questions. But I do believe that without God, life's problems have no lasting solution. That's what I've come to realize. Without God, life's problems have no lasting solution. But I do believe that with God, that we can find answers to many of the questions that we have on our hearts. You know, before I became a Christian, you know, I had my share of good times. You know, I have great memories of childhood, great memories of growth with family and friends. You know, also experienced bad times. You know, heartbreak, friends, pain, loss. You know, I've had, from when I was a teenager, I had friends, unfortunately, in the neighborhood I grew up, I had friends who got shot because they were in the wrong place in the wrong time. You know, I've had questions about life. You know, as I was on a journey to try to satisfy different needs and desires that I had, whether it be experimenting with drugs, experimenting with more relationships, pleasures of all kinds, hobbies, sports, trying to find something that's going to fill me inside, only to find out that, you know, there's more to life than all these different pursuits that I was on. So I studied the Bible 24 years ago, came to know God in a different way than I thought I knew him, and got baptized. And, you know, you think as a disciple, when you get baptized that, you know, you're going to be free from any kind of suffering because God's going to be watching over you, protecting you. You know, life is life. Whether you're a disciple or not, you will experience difficult times in your life. So I experienced, again, I was fortunate to experience good times and still experience good times in my life, but also experience, again, pain, you know, mourning the loss of a father, mourning the loss of friends, and other difficult circumstances. And I've also, even as a disciple, experienced times of confusion. What, you know, God, I'm not sure what you're up to right now. I'm not sure what your plan is here right now, but please make it very clear. But one thing I know is that now I can deal with the different experiences that are thrown at life very differently than I did before I was a Christian. And I can continue as a disciple to continue to know God and to trust God, that God has a plan for my life. And I can continue to learn about the character of God, because there'll never be a point in time where I've arrived at knowing everything about God. But that's important. It's time for me, in whatever stage I'm in, whatever I'm feeling, it's time to know God. You know, this morning, where are you at this morning? You know, you're experiencing good times in your life. You know, it's time for you to know God. Are you experiencing difficult times in your life? It's time for you to know God. Are you experiencing confusing times in your life? You know what? It's time to know God. Number two, it's time to live with eternity in mind. It's time to live with eternity in mind. Let's continue reading in verse 9. What does the worker gain from his toil? I've seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. Whatever has already been and what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. And I saw something else under the sun. In the place of judgment, wickedness was there. In the place of justice, wickedness was there. I thought in my heart, God will bring judgment both the righteous and the wicked, for there will be a time for every activity, a time for every deed. I also thought, as for men, God tests them so that they may see that they are like the animals. Man's fate is like that of the animals. The same fate awaits them both. As one dies, so dies the other. All have the same breath. Man has no advantage over the animal. Everything is meaningless. All go to the same place. All come from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows if the spirit of man rises upward, and if the spirit of the animal goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him? You know, it's time to live with eternity in mind. You know, verse 11, it says that he has also set eternity in the hearts of men. You know, something within us knows that life is temporary. Something within us knows that life is temporary. And at times that voice comes up when we may be at a funeral, when we may see someone who is in a very difficult health situation. We come to realize, you know, life is temporary. There's something else beyond death. And man was made to live eternally with God. Every one of us was made to live eternally with God. Because God has created us in his image, we have a spiritual, eternal thirst inside of us. A restless yearning. We also have an eternal value in God's eyes. But also nothing but the eternal God can truly satisfy our hearts. Yet you think about what God has placed in our hearts. Yet we can go on these pursuits on temporary things. We can invest all of our time and our energy pursuing all of these temporary things, which Solomon talked about, and he continues to talk about in the book of Ecclesiastes. They're meaningless in the big scheme of things. But we chase after the pleasures, whether it be the popularity at school, possessions, you name it. We chase after all these things. We want something that's bigger. We want something that's newer, something that's faster. We want all these different things, only to find out that these things are all temporary, that they have no eternal value. And life is filled with temporal things, activities, academics, work, school, deadlines, you name it. Life is full of all these things. But the question is, how much thought do we give to eternity? We can spend all of our thoughts thinking about, you know, what's happening this afternoon. Who's playing in the NFL today? Who's playing in the NHL today? Who's doing this or that? What's the latest shopping trend? We can spend our time thinking, planning, investing our emotion and time into all these things. But how much time do we really think about eternity? You know, unfortunately, at times, we could be short-term thinkers. We could think about, again, be so consumed about the flesh and desires of the flesh and all the things that are temporary. But what's important is that we are long-term spiritual thinkers, where we live our lives with eternity in mind, where we think about heaven. We think about what happens after we die. Well, our hearts are not too attached to this world, because our hearts can be very attached to the things of this world. But instead, our lives are marked by sacrifice, sacrificing for God. We need to live with eternity in mind because, you know, death is a reality. You know, it says in verse 18, it said, I also said to myself, as for humans, God tests us that they may see that they are like the animals. It says, surely the fate of human beings is like that of the animals. Point is that animals die and we die as human beings. That death is a reality. It says the fate of human beings is that of an animal. That they live and that they die. That all humans and animals will die, neither will escape it. The only difference is that man will be judged and animals will cease to exist. Unless you believe animals go to heaven, that's another topic itself. But my point is that without God and eternal meaning, man has no more hope, worth, purpose than that of the animal. Now, it's important for us to think about eternity. And to think about eternity, reality is you have to think about death. And think about where life is going. You know, sometimes we can just get off track and we can think about, be so focused on the things of this world, and we lose track about what it's all about. You know, some of you are aware that in July, it was actually the day of the Hope barbecue. I woke up one morning. I was supposed to actually preach in Kingston. Woke up one morning and I could not get out of bed. And I felt like I literally tried, and there was this. It felt like there was an elephant sitting on my chest. And so I pretty much couldn't lean forward. I had to slide off the bed because I just could not lean forward. So I thought, you know what, this doesn't feel good. This feels like it's pretty concerning. So I said, okay, let me see if my doctor's available. So I went in to see my doctor, and my doctor was not there. So I saw this other doctor, and she's telling me that, you know what, you shouldn't be here at the doctor's office. You need to go to emergency. So take this note and go to emergency. And so when I went to the doctor's office, I'm just telling her, you know what, I have asthma. I probably just one of my puffers. Maybe I need another puffer. It's like, you know what? You need to go to emergency. So I'm still thinking, you know what? Well, I think it's just my asthma acting up. Maybe I just need something else. And so the doctor's like, you need to go to emergency. So now I'm like, okay. Before I wasn't too concerned. Now I'm even more concerned. So then I went to emergency. 6 hours later, after doing all kinds of tests, they're telling me, you know what? It's more just a cartilage in your chest that needs, all you got to do is take some medication. It's nothing serious. Just take the medication and everything will be fine. And so everything was fine. But I remember thinking in the hospital, thinking, you know what? What if this is an actual heart attack? What if this was an actual heart attack? You know, how do I feel about life? How do I feel about how I've been investing my time? Because at times you can believe you have all the time in the world. But easily something like this can happen. Where, you know what, either we're gone or things become a very different perspective. And I think we need to understand is that, you know what, when all said and done, we're living on borrowed time. When all said and done, we look at it, we're living on borrowed time. Because I think about when I was 17 years old, 20 years old, young, I used to think, man, you know what, the whole life, my whole life is ahead of me. I'm going to live until I'm probably maybe 80 years old. That's probably good enough for me. But afterwards, I realized, you know what? There's no guarantee to live towards 80. There's no guarantee to live towards 50. There's no guarantee if you're a teenager to live towards 30. But in our own thinking, we think that we're invincible. We can live as long as we want. Not realizing that, you know what? God is the one who gives us the time. And we're living on borrowed time. What's important is we make sure we use that time how God wants us to use it. You know, do you think about eternity? Do you live with eternity in mind? If not, it's time to live with eternity in mind. You know, what time is it in your life today? Are you experiencing good times? Bad times? Confusing times? It's time to know God. My challenge to you is to make a decision, no matter where you're at here today, to take a step closer to knowing God. If you're a disciple of Jesus, to know God on a much deeper level, a more intimate level, to know more about the vastness of God's character. If you don't know much about God today, maybe you've, again, heard different things about God. You know, I would encourage you to maybe sit down with someone, study the Bible, and let them share with you what they believe about God. Or I want to encourage you, at the very least, to go buy a Bible and read the Scriptures as to who God really is. And allow the Scriptures to shape your mind of who God truly is. Because we can hear about God through this, from TVs, through in the community, but to go to the Scriptures to see who God really is. You know, at times we think, you know what, but I don't have the very thing we're talking about. I don't have time. You know what? You will always have time to do the things you want to do. Is that not true in life? We'll always have time to do the things we really want to do. It's not about having more time, but it's how we choose to use our time. And for us to find time for God. And it's time to live with eternity in mind. Whatever time it is in your life, wherever you're at this morning, let's make time to know God and to live with eternity in mind. Amen.